Isaiah 43 and verse 18. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I do a new thing, now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? And I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Philippians chapter 3. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you to me indeed is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs, beware of evil walkers, beware of concision. For we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he had, whereof he might trust in the flesh, I am more. Circumcised the 8th day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yet doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, neither were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Now, in the book of Luke chapter 9 and verse 23, Jesus said, and he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. Whosoever shall save his life shall lose it. Whosoever shall lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man advantaged if he gain the whole world and lose himself or be cast away? For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels. Hallelujah. And we go back to what we read first. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I do a new thing. Now shall it spring forth, and shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. We need to move forward. The body of Christ needs to move forward. And to move forward, there are things that the world does that we're not going to do. We're going to do things God's way. The Bible says it is by grace that it might be by faith. Hallelujah. And the Bible says if we began in the spirit, we will not be made perfect in the flesh. We'll continue in the spirit. Amen. That will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. So number one, we must learn to forget the past. If we must move forward, you must learn to forget the past, both good and bad past. You must learn to forget the past. I'm going to start with the pre-salvation events. The Apostle Paul, in speaking, said, we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. All the things we did before we got saved were all in the flesh. It couldn't have been in the spirit because we were not in the spirit. If you're in Christ, then you are in the spirit. If you're not in Christ, you are not in the spirit. You're in the flesh. Except a man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. He can't see it. And he can, if except he's born of water and of the spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. What you can't see, you do not understand. And the word see there actually means to perceive. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He said, though I might have confidence in the flesh, if any other man think that he had whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee. He's boasting now. Concerning zeal, persecuting the church. He loved God so much, he went out and began to persecute Christians in his ignorance because he thought that they were against God. That was how zealous he was. True, touching the righteousness which is in the law, the Apostle Paul said, blameless, which means he kept the law perfectly up to where he was standing in his zeal for God. Now he says, but what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. No man is good enough to come into the kingdom of God without the Lord Jesus Christ. Whether you were a Jew of the Jews or a Hebrew of the Hebrews, that's like saying a Jew of the Jews. Or you were a Gentile and you were a nice person. All those good things you did, I raised children, I raised other people's children. Don't count them as anything. I've done many good things. They don't mean anything. The Apostle Paul said here, but what things were gained to me, I counted loss for Christ. Let's read another scripture before we go on. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. We're just going to read two verses there. He said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Old things are passed away. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. The next verse says, and all things are of God, who had reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, through Jesus Christ, and had given to us the ministry of reconciliation. We're going to stop there. Old things are what? Passed away. The old self has been crucified with Christ. And things that were gained to us before we got saved, we count them but what? Loss. It says, yea, doubtless, and I count all these but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. Which means, as long as I'm holding on to those things, I'm not going to win Christ. I'm not going to move forward in life. We have an eternal goal. We're looking to a kingdom to come. So it's important that our eyes be on the target, on the right price. The price of the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Amen? So every good thing, when we come to Christ, even the good deeds now begin to count. You know, all our good deeds didn't count before we got saved. When I in Christ, our good deeds start counting because it's a reward. They are called the fruits of righteousness or the fruit of holiness. And God is looking for fruit. Make no mistakes. God is looking for fruit. Actually, there's a fruit he's looking for, then the rapture will take place. That's why there's no hour to it. When that fruit comes up, God will say, put in the sickle, and that will be it. We must learn to forget.
Now, one of the things that stop people are not even the good things they did behind, which that can stop somebody if you keep looking at that. After I'm a good person and all of that, you're so good, you don't need to be born again. You're wasting your time. God has counted all things as sin, that he might have mercy upon all. Hallelujah. He has counted all things under sin, that he might have mercy upon all. So he made a level playing ground between the Jew and the Gentile, so that no man's good works will bring him salvation. When your good works become bigger than your bad works, then you will go to heaven. Weird. Even on the earth, it doesn't happen. If you have done 90 good things and you murder one person, or 99 good things and you murder one person, just one person, that's 1%. Is that not true? Do you go free? Does the judge say, oh, you're such a nice person? No, you just killed him and that's it. No, you go to jail. Why do you think that God is going to do that in heaven? Hallelujah. Now, but there's a hope. There's hope. It doesn't just, the hope is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Adam fell, sold us to the devil. Then Jesus came. The Bible says God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He did something because of his love. So God's love was not enough. That's why God calls it hypocrisy when we say we love, but we don't act as though we do. Love is an act. That was why the original translators called it charity. That's what the Bible says, an open rebuke is better than secret love. Hallelujah. Especially the evil things. One is the evil done to you. The other is the evil you did. It's easy to, there are three evils, inherited evil, the evil done to you, and the evil you did. These three things. But I'm going to show you how subtle the middle one is. The first one is inherited evil, which came through Adam. It's easy to say, okay, God has forgiven us for the sins of Adam. It's also easy to a point to say, oh, the sins I committed myself, God has forgiven me. But all those things they did to me. But let's deal with the things that you did. Now, there are people who did so much wickedness that they find it difficult to accept the fact that Jesus has paid for their sin. They are still crying. Even when they give the testimony of salvation, they are still crying. Oh, I did this. Oh, I did that. And then the tears start coming. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. So the person who did those things has been crucified with Christ. You are a new creature. Without, you just came on the scene. The person who committed those sins, the abortions, the criminal activity, is dead, crucified on the cross with Christ. That is the spiritual insight. That's being spiritually minded. Now, that does not mean that law enforcement might not remember your crime and come after you. Let them know you're a new creature. Say, yeah, we know, let's go. Yeah, but it doesn't change what you're saying. Now, if you know enough, you can go to God and make a case. When you do, the world's hand will be broken over you. It says, their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. It's gone. That record no longer exists. You're supposed to get up and walk. That is the new covenant. That is actually the new and everlasting covenant. He says, I am he that blotted out thy transgression. Hallelujah. And will remember none of thy sins. He says, I am he that blotted out. I'm reading Isaiah 43, verse 25. I am he that blotted out thy transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember thy sins. I will not remember it. God says so. This is the new covenant. He does not want to hear it. When the devil brings it up, after all, that was John the Reaper. Said no. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. So the things you did wrong, they are forgiven. They're forgotten. God's records concerning them is that you have done nothing wrong because you did not exist before that day. Stop crying about those things. Stop thinking about those things. Now, there is something that one has to be very careful of about forgetting. You see, the Apostle Paul said, this one thing I do, one thing. There are not 10 of them, one thing. Forgetting those things which are what? Behind. Hallelujah. We're going to read something from the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 11, that I'm going to show you. In the Hall of Fame of faith, God brought something, raised an issue that is so vital. Hallelujah. For those of us in Christ, you take heed concerning these things. Because the things that destroy are very subtle, because the devil is subtle. He said, the little foxes, they spoil the vine. Through faith, verse 11, no, let's start it from verse 6. He said, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So it's a matter of faith. Now it says, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not yet seen, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of the house, of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Hallelujah. By faith. He talked about Abraham in verse 6. And then he begins to go. I'm showing you that it's the same flow. Praise God. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after received for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing where he went, whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Which means, yes, he was talking about an earthly inheritance that would come to his children, but his eye was eternal. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, through faith also, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, him as good as dead, as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off. These promises they're talking about are not the earthly things. Even the earthly thing, he said, I'll give it to your descendants. But he's looking at eternal, he says, and having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful, this was where I was going, if they had been mindful of the country from whence they came out, they might have an opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is a heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. What am I saying? If you are mindful of where you're coming from, the things you did, you're still crying over them, the likelihood you're going to return to them is high. This one thing, forgetting the things which are past, do not be mindful about where you're coming from. It's gone. The blood of Jesus has cleansed you of all unrighteousness. He has blotted it out. The records of heaven say that you're debt free.